USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
It seems Democrats and Republicans seldom agree on anything, and that includes who should get the first look at the just-completed Mueller report. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler tells Fox News Sunday there's no way the White House should get first dibs.
Certainly they should not get an advanced look at the report. The report should go public in its entirety see where the chips fall.
The president's personal attorneys say they should get a peek. Attorney General William Barr still going through that report. One of the more than 1,300 passengers aboard the stranded Norwegian cruise ship Viking Sky that was airlifted to safety is Beth Clark, who describes her rescue.
I was more terrified of hitting the blades. I didn't look down, so that was my big fear. Everyone had their different fears. That was mine. But they were awesome. I mean, as soon as they hoisted you up, you grabbed me and pulled me in like a sack of potatoes.
With a few hundred people still on the ship, it was towed to calmer waters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Missouri, now one of the states feeling the effects of flooding in the Midwest. GOP Senator Josh Hawley toured the flood damage yesterday.
First thing we've got to do is we've got to get some relief to these communities. I mean, so the governor has declared a state of emergency, which is outstanding, to begin to get relief from the federal government. So I'll be making sure, helping in every way I can, to make sure that the state's request for emergency funding gets to the president and then gets approved.
He says the heavy rain and snow have ruined family farms and homes and killed livestock. The Pentagon has identified two U.S. soldiers killed Friday in Afghanistan. They were killed along with Afghan troops during a fight with the Taliban. The two are identified as 29-year-old Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris is the first candidate to announce a plan to hike federal investment in teacher pay. She hasn't said where the money will come from. She says currently teachers are making more than 10% less than other college-educated graduates. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
U.S.-backed Syrian fighters continue to clear explosives in the last area taken from ISIS, detonating landmines and suicide belts. John Clemens reports.
Victory celebrations were held in Baghouz, Syria, amid concerns that ISIS will continue to pose a threat to not only the people in the region, but in the wider world. U.S. State Department Deputy Special Envoy to Syria, William Robach, pledged continued U.S. support for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces.
It delivers a crushing strategic blow and underscores the unwavering commitment of our local partners and the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
I'm John Clemens.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Rallies got underway for a second straight day in Pittsburgh following the acquittal of former police officer Michael Rosfeld.
What are you on, people?
Protesters sang during a Saturday afternoon solidarity service for Antoine Rose. Rose's father says it's very painful to see what happened, to sit there and deal with it. He spoke to the hundreds who gathered yesterday to protest the jury's acquittal of Rosfeld. The officer had been charged with homicide in last summer's shooting. Bystanders took cell phone video of a man kicking a 78-year-old woman repeatedly on a subway in New York, but they didn't intervene. The suspect then told the onlookers, "World Star That," a reference to a popular site that posts videos of people involved in altercations, among other things. 36-year-old Mark Gomez was later arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.